A joyful peal from the bell ringers at St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich rang out across the city, and crowds gathered in the streets to welcome the arrival of a train passenger in 1847. Now in April, people will be gathering at the same church to honour and remember this passenger in the best possible way by celebrating her life with a musical gala narrated by one of her direct descendants. And all these years on, you will know the name of this extraordinary star celebrity from years ago. She was Johanna Maria Lindenholm and loved as Jenny Lind, one of the most popular and generous singers the world has ever seen. Crowds gathered to welcome her as a carriage took Jenny to the Bishop's Palace, where she stayed with Bishop Stanley and his wife before her three concerts at St. Andrew's Hall. Thousands of people wanted to listen to the Swedish Nightingale. And during her visit, she accompanied the Bishop on visits to the Blind School on Magdalen Street, the Model School for Girls, the Workhouse and the School of Design. She left the fee for her last concert to be distributed to local charities. And a love affair between the singer and the people of Norwich and Norfolk had begun. Jenny continued to travel the world, but Norwich held a warm place in her heart. She wanted to return, and she did, putting on two concerts to raise money for others in January 1849, back at St. Andrew's. And once again, huge crowds gathered to welcome her back. The two concerts raised £1,253, and she had thought someone could stand in the marketplace and distribute the money among the poor, but then it was given to a group of trustees. And as a debate over what to do with this considerable sum in those days, thoughts turned to helping the children, many living a life of misery in rat-infested slums. In fact, it was said at the time, once a poor child was weaned, it must either nurse itself or be left in the care of another child. Far too often, children get into trouble, frequently going too near the fire and getting burned or sustaining broken arms or legs. It was only God's mercy that prevented them at times from being crushed under the wheels of carriages. And so it was agreed that an institution for the treatment of sick children be established in Norwich and called the Jenny Lind Infirmary for Sick Children. The doors of this new hospital in Pottergate opened in 1854, and 2 years later Jenny and her husband Otto visited. She went on to write to the hospital, saying that of all the money raised by her concerts, none had borne a nobler or a more genuine fruit than the Jenny Lind Hospital in Norwich. Now, there have been so many changes over the last 170 years as the hospital has gone from strength to strength, looking after the health and welfare of generations of boys and girls across Norfolk and Suffolk. And many events are taking place to mark this anniversary. They include a talk about 170 years of the hospital and the evolution in paediatric medicine by Dr. Anjay Maliyakkal-Pillai, consultant in paediatrics and respiratory medicine, at the forum on Saturday, February 24th at 2 p.m. Now, there will also be a series of walks starting on April 3rd in the city by tour guide Paul Dixon. You can book via www.pauldixontours.co.uk or paul@pauldixontours.co.uk. Telephone 07801 103737, and I'll read that again. Telephone 07801 103737. Now, on Saturday, April the 6th at St. Peter Mancroft Church, young classical musicians from across the Norfolk will be putting on a wonderful orchestral gala to raise funds for the hospital. The Norwich Sinfonietta, formed in 2021, to give young musicians the opportunity to develop their skills and play with a full orchestra. They will perform Peter and the Wolf and Debussy's Children's Corner, and they will be playing music written for Jenny. Actress Emma Laird Craig, who appears as Sarah Ferguson in the latest series of The Crown and is a direct descendant of Jenny Lind, will be the narrator for the concert. It promises to be a glorious evening of music, which would have been loved by our Jenny. And all the money raised will go to the Norfolk and Norwich Hospitals charity to support even better care for patients of the Jenny Lind Hospital. Tickets are available at www.ticketsource.co.uk/Norwich-Sinfonietta.